I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, May 18. Coming up, debt-to-GDP ratio projected to dip below 100%. Oversight committee formed for Parliament design competition and electronic offender case management system to be implemented this financial year. The news in detail after the break.
Motorist, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Dr. Nigel Clark says the country's debt-to-gross domestic product GDP ratio is projected to fall below 100% at the end of the 2018-19 fiscal year. This, he says, will allow the government to create more investments and employment opportunities for Jamaicans.
That provides a tremendous opportunity to accelerate our efforts to convert and redirect savings away from the government and into investments and into job creation and into economic empowering activities for all Jamaicans.
The debt-to-GDP ratio is a measure of a country's debt compared to its economic output. A low debt-to-GDP ratio indicates an economy that produces and sells goods and services sufficient to pay back debts without incurring further liability. Government debt as a percentage of GDP is used by investors to measure a country's ability to make future payments on its debt, thus affecting the country's borrowing costs and government bond yields. At its height, Jamaica's debt as a proportion of GDP was about 147%. Meanwhile, the finance minister is urging pension funds to take prudent investment risks in a bid to meet the needs of pensioners. Addressing the Pension Funds Association of Jamaica's annual luncheon earlier this week, Minister Nigel Clark said pension funds will no longer be able to operate comfortably in risk-free assets if they wish to accumulate the resources required to fund pension arrangements.
Now, what is going to drive that as well is not just the need for pension funds to make a real return in an environment where the risk-free rate or the rate on GOJ securities doesn't provide any real buffer, is the fact that the government's appetite for borrowing has been significantly curtailed.
As at June 2017, the Financial Services Commission reported that there were 399 active private pension plans with assets of $520.6 billion, covering 9.4% of the employed labor force, or about 115,000 persons. The Department of Correctional Services, DCS, is to implement an electronic case management system as part of efforts to improve offender management. State Minister in the Ministry of National Security, Rudyard Spencer, says the system, slated for implementation this financial year, will replace the existing paper-based system and improve monitoring and treatment of offenders.
With the assistance of our international partner, the Organization of American States, an electronic case management system was identified in Brazil, which can be replicated in Jamaica with minor adjustments.
Mr. Spencer was making his contribution to the 2018-19 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on May 16. And the government is collaborating with the opposition to form a bipartisan oversight committee to ensure that the final design of the planned new parliament building meets the requirements of all parliamentarians. The oversight committee is being chaired by Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Carl Samuda.
This oversight committee also includes the Honorable Dr. Oris Chang, Minister of National Security, the Honorable Marlene Malahu Fort, Attorney General, as well as members of Parliament, Marissa Dalrymple-Philibert, Mr. Philip Paulwell, Julian Robinson, and Natalie Nita Headley.
General Manager of the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, Dr. Damian Graham, speaking at the launch of the Houses of Parliament design competition on Thursday. The submission period for designs will run from July 20 to September 17. The final designs from the competition will be judged by an evaluation committee and jury. The evaluation committee is being chaired by Chairman of the Association of Commonwealth Societies of Architects, Mark Raymond. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.